Hi, in today's video, I'm going to show you how you can trade less and make more. Sounds attractive, doesn't it? Let's get into it. Hi, it's Andrew Mitchum here from the Forex Trading Coach. Welcome along. Today is Friday, the 23rd of August, 2013. And that's right, I want to tell you how you can trade less and make more. It sounds really good. So the secret is, don't trade Mondays. And so it's something that I've been contemplating for quite a while. It's something as a trader, I still like to trade every day. But I'm learning over time that the Mondays are just such an unpredictable day. And so that's 5 p.m. Sunday when the market opens in New York time onwards. But for me here in New Zealand, that's Monday morning. And so I'm looking at stopping trading on the longer time frame charts, on the daily charts, and making strength and weakness analysis on a Monday. The problem is that when I'm doing that, I'm looking at Friday's completed day. And I'm also comparing Friday with Thursday at times as well. On Friday, or many times on a Friday, the US has news announcements that can affect the currencies quite a lot towards the end of the week. The other problem, of course, is we have the weekend, and sentiment changes over the weekend. A lot of things globally can happen. And then when the market opens up on a Sunday night American time, Monday morning Wellington time, so much could have happened, and when the market opens into then the Asian session and then the European session onto the US session, things can completely change in the sentiment and the thoughts of traders than what they were thinking back last week into last Thursday and Friday. So I'm finding that the most reliable days are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, without a doubt. If I had to choose three out of that, it would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But Friday, I'm still finding really good. Most of the time, I'm closing on a Friday night, my time, before the US session even starts. At the very latest, I'm closing before the end of the week. But if you want to have some more time, have yourself a three-day weekend. You know, how fantastic would that be? Just to have 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, no trades at all. If you do want to trade on Mondays, then I'm generally looking at the shorter time frame charts and actually trading what you see occur at the time without too many preconceived ideas about where the currency should be going. Let the market decide and let the sentiment do its thing for the beginning of the new week. And then it's giving you a guide heading into Tuesday onwards, where the currencies, the strengths and weaknesses and different currencies are likely to be heading later into the week. So that's just saved you a full day's trading, made you a four day trader. Then that's just a great thing to happen. The other thing I want to talk about is a webinar that I held yesterday for my clients. I took four live trades myself during the webinar and had a trade on the Canadian dollars just closed right now. For a 2.2 risk to reward trade, it was taken on the hourly chart, trading in the direction of the daily. So trading a buy position on the US CAD, because I could see a lot of strength in the US dollar and a lot of weakness in the Canadian dollar. Put the two together and I was looking for buy trades on the US CAD. I did make one mistake, and you know, I'm human too, everybody makes mistakes. I took a sell trade on the Euro US dollar that was looking quite nice. The problem is I was selling into a round number and I didn't see it at the time. I was on a live webinar. It was still a reasonable setup, but looking at it now in hindsight, it was a trade that lost. And looking in hindsight, I shouldn't have taken the trade. But you know, everybody's human and everybody makes mistakes. If trading was that easy, everybody would be multimillionaires from it. But just need to stick to the rules. And if you break the rules like I did, it gets you. But overall, good news. I've made over 2% on the week using the daily charts. And the shorter time frame charts are up about 0.5% right now. So still a pretty good week overall, around 2.5%, with some trades open here behind me. What have we seen this week? Well, as mentioned, the US dollar has shown a lot of strength this week. Right now, heading into the end of the week, the Japanese yen's looking very, very weak. And also the Australian dollar, the New Zealand dollar, and the Canadian dollar have been fairly weak throughout the whole course of this week. So that's what we've seen on the charts. Another thing, last thing I wanted to mention, round numbers. I've talked about them many times before. I was looking at the British pound against the New Zealand dollar, and it bounced at the psychological huge barrier of 2. And so 2 is a massive number. I didn't take any buy trades on that currency because the pound, New Zealand, was heading into that level. Even though there was strength at the time in the pound and weakness in the Kiwi, definitely not going to take it buying into a huge bounce level like that. And that's exactly what it's done. Looking at the charts behind me now, just before I started the recording, the pound, New Zealand dollar is now pulling back down from that huge 2 level. So use those round numbers, and they really aid you with your trading. They help keep you out of poor trades. That's it for now. This is Andrew Mitchum from the Forex Trading Coach. Look forward to talking to you this time next week. Have a fantastic weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.